بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we look at an ayah from Surah Dukhan. Two ayahs, ayah number 2 and ayah number 3 of Surah Dukhan. In these two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Laylatul Qadr and what happens on the night of Qadr, or one of the many things that happens on that night. Allah says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly we have revealed it. Referring to the kitab, referring to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have revealed it. The revelation has taken place fi laylatin mubarakah. Allah says, in a very blessed night, mubarakah. A night that's packed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's barakah. Divine blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah then goes on to say, what happens on this night, the night of Qadr. Over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't referred to it as Laylatul Qadr. Allah has just called it a very blessed night. But then elsewhere in the chapter of Al-Qadr, the surah of Al-Qadr, there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the night the title of Al-Qadr. What happens on this night? One of the things that happens, Allah says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Every wise matter and decision takes place on that night. With regard to the creation of Allah, the Mufassirin, some of the Sahaba explain what is meant by this. The decisions with regards to a person's personal life and his matters are handed over to the angels on that night. So those angels who are in charge of provision and who are in charge of a person's rizq and sustenance, they are given specific instructions with regards to the sustenance and provisions of every single person on Laylatul Qadr. Who will pass away in the coming year from this Laylatul Qadr to the next Laylatul Qadr? The list of those names are handed over to the angels who are responsible for removing the souls. Who will perform Hajj in the coming year? Which child will be born in the coming year? Who will be blessed with a spouse in the coming year? Who will experience promotion in their job in the coming year? All of those decisions with regards to your personal life are taken on that night. And that's why it's so important that we spend a lot of time in dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decide with regards to ourselves, our dunya, our akhirah, and our personal life and matters that which is best. Because all those decisions are taking place on that night. And that is why Laylatul Qadr, one of the meanings of Qadr, is the night of decree. The night when matters are decreed. That is one of the meanings of Al-Qadr. There's one dua that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make excessively on that night, every odd night. What is the dua? Allahumma innaka afu. Oh Allah, you are afu. You are the all pardoning. Tuhibbul afwa. You love pardoning. You love forgiving. Fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, forgive and pardon me. May Allah grant us the understanding.